Time's up. Let's do this.
We're in for a wild night.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Born to be Wild, a Wild exclusive Hearthstone podcast where we have fun hanging out with friends, talking about the wild format of Hearthstone and spotlighting members of the Wild community. I'm your host, as always, Nate Wolf. It is great to be back on a beautiful Friday evening, joining you live from Orange County, California, here tonight with three of my favorite people. And we have a very special guest for you all tonight as well. So I'm very excited to jump right into it. Hydralisk, welcome back. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Nate. I am stoked to be here. Friday is always the best night of the week, here to talk about the game that we know and love. And it is scorching hot in my living room right now because my air conditioning is off to provide great sound quality.
Take one for the team. I appreciate it. Electric Sheep City, welcome back. How are you?
Meowdy friend, doing fantastic this kind of stormy Friday evening in the Denver Boulder-ish area, kind of like between the two. It's very important. Ready to hang out, talk some Hearthstone with some good friends. One of those friends is Martian Boo.
Woo woo! Hi, Martian. Everybody.
Hey, Martian.
Martian is an incredible Wild Hearthstone Twitch streamer and YouTuber. He hosts an interactive family-friendly channel. Martian bridges the gap between fun and competitive card gaming, frequently playing innovative off-meta decks, but of course also often pushing for higher ranks in the top-tier meta decks as well. Meowdy Martian!
Hello!
How you doing, man? We've had you on before, right?
Yeah, I've been on. Yeah, it was Dark Moon Fair. It was the Wolf Rider Odd Rogue was what we were talking about.
Oh, that was fun. I did really well with that deck.
Yeah, that was legit. Rip Nitro Boost Poison.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what's so funny is like every single time we always ask like the origin story of everybody's name, and because I know since we had you on before, you told us, and I think I know the answer, but...
Part of it has to do with Dragon Ball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you please tell us again? Because I forget, and...
Oh, look, I found the thing that I was looking for.
Hello, it's the Martian. Hello, it's the Martian. Hello, it's the Martian.
Oh, no, it's on loop. It's on loop, sorry.
So... My original like big battle tag that I was using everywhere was Throbulator. So Throbulator is a character from Invader Zim who's like this brain thing, and he's a creature of pure headache, and I just thought he was hilarious. So then I wanted to start streaming, and I was hired by Hearthstone Top Decks to do some articles and stuff. So I was like, I need to like not have this like this name be my, you know, people don't get it. You know, they hear that Throbulator and their brain goes, you know, wherever. So one of my buddies, he likes to come up with superhero names for everyone, and the best my real name is Marshall. And so the best he could come up for me was Martian, as in Martian Manhunter. And Martian is taken on Twitch. So I don't know by who, but like, of course, it's not going to be available. Mm-hmm. And what I think I had first was Martian underscore CCG was my name. And I thought that looked really ugly. So by the time I actually like got around to doing streaming, I was like, I got to come up with anything else to make this work. You know, like how can I make this not look stupid? And I was brainstorming with my wife, and the best we could come up with was Martian Boo. Because Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, love Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
And he's my favorite character. So Martian over Majin, Martian Buu.
That's amazing. I'm still, my eyes are still like tearing up from Throbulator.
It's a good one, right?
it reminds me of Swagwars was like sexual tiger or something like that. Like,
I think it's quite that bad.
Uh,
Yeah, and I think it was like otters or someone was like goblin D's or something, and it was it's like good. all right, you know you're just setting yourself up. Wow. Anyways, well, we're happy to have you back. So obviously you've been playing Hearthstone for a long time. You tell us like how long you've been playing, why you like Wild and all that sort of thing, and you play other games as well. I heard you used to play a lot of Pokemon and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon is the first card game I played. It's also been the one that I played most consistently throughout my life. I've been playing since base set.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
My dad is actually he's like one of the big, you know, if you're involved in Pokemon tournaments, you probably know his name. He's been like pretty involved in tournaments and stuff throughout this whole time. I really like card games generally. Like, that's just my favorite activity. So the nice thing about Hearthstone is you don't need to wait till Friday night to play, because you can have an opponent, you know, whenever. And I think that like digital card games don't really work as well if they're trying to be paper card games in digital. So like Hearthstone understands that it's a video game in addition to being a card game. And so that makes it a little bit more, I don't know if you guys play Magic, but playing Magic online is so obnoxious because your opponent can rope literally all of your actions. You have like 7 things to do on your turn and they can just sit there and like let the rope flow. Like every time you play a card, it feels terrible. But Hearthstone isn't that way. So that's like why I keep playing it. I feel like the game's been out for 10 years and it's still by far the best of digital card games. So like that's a good game.
Did you try the Pokemon TCG online like mm-hmm. before? And like, have you tried it since it like migrated to the new system?
All the way through.
I still need to do that because we had this gigantic collection that was, it's supposed to import to the new one and give you a bunch of like dust or crystals or whatever they call their crafting thing. I just haven't got around to it. Is the new, because I heard that the UI was like pretty bad in the new one, but it came out in Canada first, right? I've been told like I'm a yes. Yeah, I'm Canadian by gift but not by nationality, right? I think I'm an honorary Canadian, but I can't use
that. Never happens. I'll take that.
it's all right. I think they had a trading system in the old one.
It was so toxic. My god.
Like your packs weren't for opening, they were for trading. It was really obnoxious. And if you wanted to like get anything, you had to get packs first and then like trade for them. And this new one has crafting just like Hearthstone does, which is, I think, way better.
Yeah.
And that is where the bonuses start and stop. And actually I do have there's another fun thing if you give me a second to pull it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I take it back. It's also like it's just as good. Oh yeah, you found a Throbulator.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. could not resist. Yeah. So okay. Else. So while you're looking, I don't know how well you can multitask, but oh nice. All right, there you go.
All right. So like they have these custom end screens, and like what you say when you win. It's so glorious. It's like, don't be mad you lost. Be happy that I won. It's the energy I want to bring to my opponent every time. It's pretty good.
That's great. Wow, that's a little BM.
But yeah, I've been playing Hearthstone since like, you know where we're classic, rip classic, but you know where that time period where the classic mode was?
Yeah, yeah.
That was like right when I started. I remember... like a week in to when I was playing, there was a pop-up that Unleash the Hounds had been changed or something like that. So like that was, I've been playing pretty much the whole time.
You've been
the reason that I didn't start sooner is because I heard that there was going to be a 30 card deck and I'm like, nope, I'm out. I guess I was just being a little biased.
It's, you know, it's gotta be difficult if you come from like Pokemon and Magic have 60 cards. I mean, I guess it depends what format you're playing Magic, but like, yeah, when you're used to playing bigger decks, is different. And I don't know, I've been playing so much Snap lately, I got spoiled with these games that are so fast. It's like, oh yeah, 3-minute game, okay.
Snap's awesome.
It's very fun. It's very fun. Well, so I know you like comic books, yeah? So what are like some of your favorite comic books? Just out of curiosity.
My favorite character is Dr. Doom.
Okay. All right.
I haven't really like subscribed to a specific comic, but I think the most that I've ever read are Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, I've had several Spider-Man comics over the years.
You're speaking sheep's language right now.
Spider-Fan?
Very much so.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like, you know, Venom. It's very spooky. It's pretty good.
Very cool.
I'm more of a DC fan overall.
Yes.
Have you tried the new DC, whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's
Dual Force
so
or whatever.
Beta. It's like,
is it
really beta right now? Yeah.
I'm so afraid. Like, I got into the comics when I was a little kid and I've been reading them ever since. And I'm like, I got sucked in super hard to Marvel Snap. And when I saw the DC one, I was like, I just can't. Cause I'll get sucked in. And I between the time and the money, like, I can't do it. Cause I know that I'll get sucked in. Right. And, time's already like at a premium. Like, I can't do it. I can't touch it. Someone else do it and tell me how it is.
That's the thing though, is like with car games, they're all in on the same model, because that's how the model they do it in real life. And they have to have that model in real life with the packs, with the loot boxes in real life. So because people are used to doing that in real life, all the video games are like, all right, they're used to it. We can do the mobile model with this card game. And so the problem with all of them doing it that way is it's not like a shooter where you can play the Call of Duty for that year and then a Halo comes out and you buy Halo and you can play Halo. You know, like with card games, once you're in, you're in. You can't just like start over and build a collection from scratch 50 dozen times, you know?
No, and you can't even take, I mean, with Hearthstone anyway, like you can't take like a giant chunk of time off because you're trying to hold your star bonus. And so it's like you're committed.
I think
with Magic the Gathering, I tried to come back after I stopped playing like right before the pandemic. And I think last year, like towards the end of 2022, I started trying to play it again. And I just didn't have any cards because there's no catch up bonus. Like in Hearthstone, they give you a deck when you come back. And they didn't have that I saw, or at least the cards they gave me weren't any good. Like I couldn't play on ladder, and I wasn't about to drop, you know, like $100 to catch up. It just feels bad.
I will say that's the one thing that I really like about Wild, if we're getting back to Hearthstone a little bit, is that like if you take some time off, say I skip a year even, right, and I want to come back, I'm only gonna have to craft like, I don't know, 20 cards maybe, right? Because like the good decks, like Shudderwalk Shaman is always going to be Shudderwalk Shaman. We're going to swap out, you know, a few cards here or there, but by and large, like I think it's pretty good at being an eternal format.
Secret Mage will always be there.
I mean, we swap out a few cards, right? From time to time. It's always surprising, right? You think like, oh, we'll never get rid of Alunith. And they're like, yeah, we will. It's not good anymore.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the big shockers, Alunith leaving Secret Mage. What's going to be like even that, a bigger shocker?
What's that?
When I think Shudderwalk's on his way out of that deck.
Oh, I heard, right?
Yeah. Shudderwalk's out of Shudderwalk Shaman?
Not yet. I think he's on his way out. He's like less and less important as time goes on, but I think in an expansion or two we might see no more Shudderwalks.
That would be nuts. I mean, we thought it was crazy when Ben from work said that you weren't going to play Nazoth anymore. We were like, you're out of your mind, like in control decks. Yeah. You're out of your mind, and no, he called it.
Yeah, that was what a shift, right? That was like it's probably Scholomance, right? Ashes Scholomance when that started happening.
Yeah, around then, yeah. We didn't believe him, but sorry, Ben.
And that was the last time there was like an Azoth deck that was like a top tier meta deck.
Yeah, especially Thality now. But to Nate's point, I do think that Wild has held up pretty good. And even as far as like archetypes popping back up, and even the ones that take some time off, you know, like Odd Paladin's decent again.
Right.
Mech Paladin's decent again. Even Warlock. After Stormwind, that was a good year and a half. That thing was relevant. It's not that bad now. So.
Yeah, they come in, they come out. Stuff will be back. I appreciate it. One thing I also really appreciate is when I watch a Martian Boo stream and say Martian gets totally scammed and doesn't get angry, right? So, like, a good friend of mine, Rod Johnston, used to play this game called Hearthstone and Wild. That guy freaks out all the time. Love you, Rod. But he does, and so does the rest of us get a little. We get upset, right? Like people can tilt, people can get angry. I'll watch your stream and you'll get completely scammed. Someone will top deck the exact card that they need and you're like, next game. like nothing happened. So like basically what I'm trying to say is your stream has a really good vibe. You're always nice and calm. And I think that sets a really good example.
How do you do
for
it
for anybody watching? Like a family friendly stream. Like I would be 100% fine with my son watching your stream because of that attitude that you have. So how do you do it?
It's a law of large numbers, right? Like I've played enough. I've played enough games to like understand that for every time I get scammed.
I'm sorry. I'm always angry.
Every time I get scammed, I've scammed someone else, you know. So Hearthstone isn't a game where you're trying to win every game. It's a game where you're trying to win more often than you lose, right? So and try to make that number like as often as possible as far as winning, but you're even your best matchups, you're gonna lose, you know, 10% of the time against a worse player than you, just because that's what was in the cards, you know. So I don't like to be upset, so like I don't, you know, things have to really grind to get there. I think when I start to lose enthusiasm, it's when I've, you know, I hit my seventh or eighth Tony Druid within the space of 2 hours, and it's like I'm just not having any fun because like I'm running into this obnoxious archetype so often. So like it's not like things don't get to me, but I try not to be too outraged.
Well, it's impressive. I think it's sometimes it's hard to keep my cool when I'm playing. Like you get scammed, like but there's this, I don't know, there's a logical fallacy to it, right? Where it's like I keep seeing this same deck over and over and over, and then you look at the stats and you're like, oh, actually I only saw it twice out of 20 games, right? It just feels like it because it, you know, the it's like a super feels bad deck or whatever it is. But well, hey, let me ask you about content creation. So you've been streaming. I mean, you stream like every day, right? And you've got YouTube content all the time. Are you doing it full time now?
Yeah.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. How did you get started on your?
That's so awesome.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
So I like streaming was just kind of a dream I didn't invest in for a long time. Then the pandemic happened and I got furloughed from my job. And so I was, I forget exact age. But anyways, it was like, I was at the point in my life where it's like, if I don't do this now, I will never do it. I will never like try to have a career in streaming. And my wife was on board. She still had her job. So she was like, she told me I could go for it, and you know, it's been working out enough to keep on going ever since.
That's really cool. I'm glad that you've been able to make that transition successfully. Like that's impressive.
Thank you. It's all thanks to you viewers out there.
Oh, there you go. Well, since it's early on in the show, like you want to, what's your like your YouTube channel and your stream title, so people want to jump over there.
Oh.
And
it's so
check it
easy.
Out or subscribe. It's just Marsh and Boo, right?
Yeah, Marsh and Boo wherever. So the if I'm on Twitter, if I'm on Twitch, I'm on YouTube, it's all Marsh and Boo. There's no underscores or anything like that. Martian like Martian, and then B-U-U.
Very cool.
Yeah, not like the ghost.
Yeah, not like the ghost, no.
Boo.
And the YouTube channel is about to hit 10,000 subscribers. It'll probably hit it.
Holy moly, wow, that's so rad.
By tomorrow, I would guess.
Crazy milestone, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well done. All right, so when do you get your plaque? How many subscribers and stuff do you have to have? I have no idea how that works.
I actually don't know. I haven't even looked into that sort of thing, but I think I heard about somebody getting an 100K plaque recently.
All right. I hope you get there, man. That's really cool though. I'm so excited when we can watch our friends like able to produce content full time, because it's a lot of work and you don't really get to take much time off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been interesting to figure out the schedule because like when so for the first like year-ish, it was I was almost completely streaming. I was doing like 8 hours, 6 days a week of streaming. But then everyone kept telling me that like your stream doesn't grow unless you invest in YouTube for the most part. And so then since then I've been trying to balance like how am I doing streaming and YouTube. And so I was doing like 2 YouTube days, 2 stream days, and then a flex day where I do one of them for a good while there. And I always felt like I wasn't doing enough YouTube and yeah. I wasn't doing enough streaming. You know, like I felt like my stream following never saw me and I didn't upload nearly enough to catch on. So what I've been doing lately is it's tough, you know, like to get the consistency. But what I've been doing lately is I've been trying to do a 2 to 3 hour stream in the morning and then post a video every weekday. And it feels really good when I pull it off. And I feel a little bit bummed out when I like can't quite get there. But I'm letting myself kind of tone down a little bit before the expansion drops and then try to like really go hard once I have content to work with for that.
Cool. Yeah, sort of save up that energy. Get some good idea of what you're going to do with the new expansion. Come in full force. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Having a calm before the storm, too. Well, for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me briefly explain how this show works. We record this podcast live every Friday evening at twitch.tv/borntobewildhs. And the video version of this podcast is then posted to YouTube shortly thereafter. Audio versions are also distributed to all of the podcast apps. However you're watching, listening, or absorbing via osmosis this podcast today, thank you. Yes.
You.
They didn't tell me about this.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
it's just tradition at this point.
It is. It is, yeah. Did want to say a big shout out and thank you to Shakun and the executive producer of our show and to Aramorn and our other patrons. We really appreciate your support. If anyone is interested in supporting the show, you like, comment, subscribe to our stuff on YouTube, make a comment on any of the videos or a review on any of the podcasts. All of our stuff is up on YouTube if you want to check that out. The lore episodes we do with Goliath are really cool. So if you're interested in checking out the stories behind the Hearthstone cards, we've got a separate playlist up on our YouTube channel. And all the stuff is up on our website, which is borntobewildhs.com. There's also merch up there if you're interested in checking out our shirts and stuff like that. Check it out. If you're someone who uses Twitch a lot, we do have some emotes that you can unlock for free just by following our channel. We've got some others that you can get by subscribing, which is free if you use your Amazon Prime. And yeah, that is the housekeeping. One thing I can't believe I forgot to do it last week. I guess I was distracted. Did want to give a big shout out to the funny usernames of the week. So this week's episode is dedicated to Neptune Melts, Poop Fart, Flamin' Rainbow, God of Crap, Tater Built, Hodor Hodor, let's see, Fatty Dolphin, and last but not least, Soft Trousers.
Hats off to you, Soft Trousers.
Oh, I think I've played against Poop Fart before. That's
so funny.
I hope the Poop Fart did not destroy you.
I don't remember. What a name.
What a name. Oh, my goodness. Well, you have some really good news to share, but quickly wanted to kind of chat about our weeks. I'm kind of laughing over here because there's a delivery guy that's like on his way to my house that's been circling. Like I live in the most like inconspicuous, like it's impossible to get lost. And this guy's been circling the same random spot for 15 minutes. Like, how can you not find it? Anyways, I'm sorry if I'm distracted.
You can see the little car like on your phone on the map just going like around and around the neighborhood.
Yes, and it's like
it's fantastic.
It's such a like it's impossible to get lost. It's like off of like a couple of main streets where lights
maybe
are,
like, they get paid like gas money per kilometer, and it's like they actually get like bank on that, and they're just
Whatever. Whatever. Well, this week was busy. I don't want to talk about work because, like, I always say, like, oh, God, work is so busy. But, like, it was. But this week went by so fast, at least. And I think that's the plus side if I'm trying to stay positive, right? It was so busy that the week just flew by. And that was great because now it's the weekend. I played a lot of Diablo. I rolled credits last week and then I've just been trying to, like, complete it. And I'm like, oh, excited because now my mage looks like the Lich King. It's just,
yeah, it's your mage is cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. Apparently there's some big, like, update that pushed through like yesterday or the day before, and it's bad, except I don't know what changed because they didn't announce the changes in client. So all I know is it's harder. But yeah, I mean, it's been a fine week. Actually, I was going to tell you about this, Hydra. My son and I have been playing a game called Minecraft Dungeons.
Okay.
Which is basically Minecraft Diablo. It's like overhead isometric view. You go through dungeons, you pick up armor and weapons, and there's drops, like different, like, you know, common, rare, legendary, just like Diablo. Like, it's Diablo but Minecraft. And my kid's way too young for Diablo, right? And so, but we're playing this, and it's like, it's actually really fun. And there's a bunch of different difficulties. It's basically Minecraft Diablo, and this is
genius.
It's really good, actually, and it's not expensive. I think it was maybe $20, and
kids love Minecraft and we love Diablo.
It's really fun.
We can play with our children,
right? So
it tastes great together.
So
your chocolate and my peanut butter.
So we beat the final boss last night, and it was cool. But you can then, now we just play it more to, like, you just kick it up to the next difficulty level. But there's, like,
what are you playing it on?
We're playing it on the Switch, but I think, like, you can get it on the computer as well and play it on PC.
Cool.
But we had it on Switch and just playing on the TV in the living room. But yeah, it's been super fun. I totally recommend it. And I thought at first I was like, and we started playing it and then I got hooked. And it's not as, like, the only downside I think is that there's not different, like, classes that you can choose. There's only one class, like, well, I mean, it's just your character, but, like, there's a lot of different things that you can, there's, like, different builds. Like, if I want to use, you know, swords or magic or like, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's really fun. I found a new show to binge watch, by the way. I was watching, like, I ran out of stuff and I was watching scary movies. And my wife was like, you can't just leave that stuff on the TV. Cause, like, our kid is going to walk by and then freak out. You can't do that. Like, find something else. Like, watch the stuff when he goes to bed, but find something else. And so I started binge watching My Cat from Hell. Have you ever seen this with Jackson Galaxy? Like, oh my gosh.
No.
He
helps cats, man. That's what he does.
He's a total hippie dude. He there's, like, cats that are driving people crazy because they're, like, attacking them or like peeing everywhere or like destroying the furniture. And, like, he's a cat behaviorist. And I was like, sounds fake, right? But the show's great. I've been watching it online on Tubi, which is free, and there's, like, 11 seasons of it, and I'm, like, 3 seasons in, and I'm like, this is great, and I can just leave it on and I don't have to worry about it. There's no bad language, there's no, like, just angry cats, and then by the end of the show they're happy cats. Like, it's wonderful. It's great,
man. That's the exact opposite of, I don't know if you guys ever watched the original, like, Trailer Park Boys movie from the 90s where I'm pretty sure it was in black and white, and it probably because they didn't have enough money, but they go to help out animal pet situations as well. But they're people hire them to come actually kill the pets.
What? Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
That got real dark real quick.
it's the opposite of My Cat from Hell.
He's supposed to, like, rehabilitate. Jeez.
Oh yeah, Blue Train's in chat. He knows what I'm talking about.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll have to maybe check it out sometime. But anyways. Oh, that was my week. I'm just happy to be here because it's the weekend now, and I got some plans to like redo the office here with trying to get rid of some of the stuff and build some shelves and cut some other things in the works and trying to clean things up and get a little nicer in here. So I'm looking forward to that. It should be good. And hey, it's pizza party Friday night, so Can't go wrong with that, right? All right, Hydra, how was your week, man? What have you been up to?
Good, man. Sort of in the like waiting room for new expansion sort of zone. I've been playing some Diablo as well. New season, season one started last night.
Are you doing the season thing?
Yeah, so like I did the thing where you can opt out of actually playing the campaign with a new character, and it gives you like all new missions and seasonal content. So it's completely different from when you were like playing the campaign. So I did that. It's pretty fun. And like, it's real easy just to play whatever like the meta thing is. And I didn't want to do that. So I made a sorceress and I picked just a fire sorc, and I was trying to come up with a clever name for fire sorc. And I had that Summer Breeze song in my head, and I thought that's kind of funny because it's been so hot and windy with like a hot wind. I was like, fire sork named Summer Breeze.
It's fun. I love the transmogs, although I wish that there were more, because like I beat the game and I'm still have like a couple slots that are empty. And
yeah, I was still stoked that you make a new character, and like this is actually like if you start a ladder character, you still have all your transmogs from like non-ladder characters.
Oh, well, that's
so like
cool.
Everything, all that transitions over, which is really cool. And I was concerned.
Do you tend to disenchant your gear, what's the undurability one, like where you destroy them? Do you tend to destroy your gear or sell it?
Okay, so
if you destroy it, you get transmogs.
Yeah, so I'm taking turns with that. So if it's something that I'm going to transmog, I definitely transmog it. But eventually, you've collected a lot of it. But I go back and forth between selling and
it still shows you the prompt that you'll get a transmog if you destroy this, if you already have that transmog.
Yeah. So like if you've already like did it one time, you're going to have that one permanently. Right. So you don't like need to do it again. But in general, I found like trying to balance like your currency, like gold, you need a lot of gold in that game when you're upgrading your gems and stuff. I've basically like one run when I fill my inventory, I like disenchant or dismantle everything to get the materials. And then the next time I go and I use everything for gold because upgrading gems in Diablo 2, that was free. Like as long as you had them and they put them in the cube, you could do it and it didn't cost anything. But in Diablo 4, it costs you like hundreds of thousands of gold, like when you have a bunch of them. So I've been balancing it basically. So I'm doing the whole completionist thing, right? Like trying to 100% all the zones. I'm going for achievements like a nerd. I'm not really concerned about climbing the ladder per se. I've got some friends that basically took the day off on like ladder launch and kind of like no lifing it and trying to, you know, have that race to 100 sort of thing. I honestly don't really care about that. I used to a long time ago, like in Diablo 2 days, but that's it for now for Diablo 4. Like I'm probably going to play a bunch on the weekend, but also I have not hit legend yet this month. Right. And it's the 21st. So that's kind of sad. So I feel like this weekend should be dedicated to that, because been slacking a little bit. I don't know, in the last couple
Time's
months
up.
I started
let's do this
right. Well, I started doing the thing, like trying to get it on day one sort of thing, and just like jamming so many games, and I guess that's not me. I like to spread it out, so anyway. I'm going to jump on that. Also, remember how I talked to you guys about my amazing giant wasp's nest? So this is like most ironic.
Muted.
Oh. Sorry. I was just saying, yeah, the video was playing last week and I didn't realize that the sound was on because I couldn't hear it through my headphones until finally chat was like, can you stop playing the bees video? Like,
yeah.
So sorry. Like,
Martian, if you don't know, there was this nest in my yard and it was larger than my head. And it had,
that's anything remotely close to this, I'm out.
Yeah. Mm,
it was gnarly, man. It was.
We played a video of it last week and I only noticed it because I was walking through my yard and one of them got me like on the back of the leg. Are you looking at a picture?
Yeah, that is a dude. Well, I was awing at your repercussions. Sorry, you got stung.
It's like the size of a volleyball.
Yeah, if you look at in that one picture there, Martian, it's on the corner of the house, and I thought it was a ball.
Did you kick it?
I did not. I actually told this last week, but after I got stung on the back of the leg, I did this thing where I went in the house, I asked my wife to bring me some jeans and a hoodie, and I went out and I took my pressure washer to it, and I completely annihilated the thing. And I was very proud of myself last week talking about it. And then 2 days later, it's Sunday, and uh-oh. I'm just outside, and I'm like walking through the yard, and suddenly I hear zzzz, and got louder and louder and louder. And
revenge.
Right on the temple. Ooh. I got stung, like right again? Here. Yeah.
Brutal.
I feel like it was like revenge. Anyway, it looks a lot better now, but I was going to work with a giant like swollen eye.
Oh,
I'd wake up in the morning and like the
feeling fluid, like P. Diddy.
The fluid was settling under my eye overnight from laying down. I wake up in the morning and I had this just like giant sack of fluid below my eye. Oh, and I go to work and everyone's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "I got stung by a bee. Can you stop asking?"
Did you take pictures that you can share with us?
I did not. I chose not to.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's all right.
You have no idea how annoying it was at work with every second person. And that's actually not doing it justice. Almost every single person being like, "What is wrong with you?" Like,
you can only answer that question so many times before you get
before you snap.
Yeah. And one of my coworkers kept telling me about putting baking soda on it. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, sounds cool. I'll look that up." And then like half an hour later, like, "Did you get baking soda?" I'm like, "No, I'm still sitting here. Did you see me get up?" Like I was getting frustrated.
I'm still at work. What do you expect?
Wow. I don't know. You know what? I was like, ask stupid question, get a stupid answer. So
yeah, basically. So that was my week.
I've never been stung. Is it fun?
No,
no. Because and you know what's even the funniest part is I bet you so like a kitty corner to my house, there's an apartment building where people are always out on their balconies and whatnot. And this happened like right in the front yard, and I'm pretty sure I said some exploitive deleted things at the time when it happened, and they saw this man walking through the yard be like, "Ah!" And then like I grabbed dirt for some reason out of the ground. I don't know why I did that. And I like threw a chunk of sod at it, like dirt and grass, and it was first reaction, and like ran into the house. Yeah, it was pretty funny. My wife's like, "I know what happened." As soon as I walk through the door,
that's what she says. She doesn't say.
Well, because she knew that I destroyed the hive two days before, right? She's like, "Revenge. You better be careful." And then I destroyed the hive, and I thought that I thought that I'd won, but I did. They did get revenge, and it stung. It really did.
Yeah, that's no good. That's not good.
Anyway,
you look normal now. That's
looks a lot
like
better.
I can't even see like where you're pointing at.
And it's this side where it was puffy. In fact, it's kind of like free Botox.
Oh,
yeah. So, I guess. Yeah, I could see where maybe
Botox.
Botox.
Sorry.
Pretty we'll good. Play dad.
Yeah.
All right. Sheep, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I hit legend in the wild format of Hearthstone.
Hooray!
I got there. That was the one that got me to the triple legend. So that's always feeling pretty good when you get the hat trick.
Triple legend. That's so rad.
I've only got the two. At the same time.
Yes, same. I got close, but never quite. I'm glad that I got to do it in Classic before Classic died, but...
Yeah.
Same.
So, it took me a while to get to Legend and Wild, because I was mostly playing a lot of Death Knight decks. Death Knight's really fun. Not super duper great in our format.
Gotta flex that portrait.
Yeah, I'm working towards the 1K portrait as well. I'm at almost 900, so like I'm getting there. And so I've mostly been playing like standard because Unholy DK is actually like pretty good there. Like I can get some wins. So I pivoted to Mech Paladin. Not Mech Mage, Mech Paladin, oops, for the proper legend push. I mean, it's tried and true. I got there the first time ever with a homebrew Mech Paladin.
Nice.
So this one wasn't a homebrew, but the, you know, feel like I'm returning to my roots.
Oh, yeah. So Sheep actually gave us a deck way back before he was even on the show, and it was a Mech Paladin, and we featured that like a few years ago now.
Yeah,
that's the one you're talking about. That was your homebrew.
Yeah, that was it. It was way back in the day. Played it a lot in a THL. We were in the beta season, got all the way to the finals, didn't quite get there. I won my game, my match.
Very nice.
Back in my day.
Oh yeah. So played a lot of standard too, working on that DK portrait. And of course Twist is still fun, but there's those queue times are just so long. So I tanked my rank a little bit in Twist, just like playing around with different dude pally lists. I mean, the deck can still do all right, but it's, I mean, not as like counter into the meta as it was when like Druid was everywhere.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. So having a lot of fun playing the game, doing the thing. Martian Boo, how was your week, my friend?
So you're talking about triple legends. I actually have four legends this
dude,
month.
Dude, wow. Okay.
So I write for Tempo Storm now, and one of the Tempo Storm humans, you guys know Dr. Light.
Yeah.
Was talking about how it's good to have at least, you know, like half of us still, you know, like, cause we're all good players, but like not everyone takes the game as seriously all the time. So he was talking about how like he wants to make sure that like, you know, at least like half of us are finishing the top 50. And I was like, from the perspective that he and I were, yeah, we're fine as long as the other people do it. I was like, wait, I can do that. I just haven't done it in a while. So I've been goofing off and like not really caring where I end at the end of the month. I think since like, I don't even remember. It's been like Sunken City. I don't think I even try harder back then. So, so that I dusted off the old the alt server accounts, and I got to legend
yes.
in Asia server and Europe.
Speaking of language,
I wanted to get rank one on Asia, but like the queue times eventually got to me. They were getting up to like 7 minutes, and I was fighting the same person, which is a story I'll circle back to for another format. But the I eventually gave up on that, but and then I gave up like trying to get better on EU because like Asia's just sitting there at, like top 20. It'll probably finish around there. I couldn't feel good about myself. The twist. So the first week I was the first one in on NA. I got the rank one twist.
Nice.
And I've wanted to do twist content, but the problem is because of how the MMR system was. The wild people have the bonus, and nobody else has a bonus anywhere close. So it's just us fighting other wild people. And now that I've been waiting all month for the queue times to settle down, and they're still above 10 minutes for me. So like I can't do any twist content. It's terrible. So I have that legend. And then
I got an idea. Have Hearthstone open. Do you have like multiple monitors set up there?
When I'm not streaming, Twist is fine, just fine. Because, well, not really. I don't like the 10 minutes still. But I've been playing Marvel Snap, so like
that
I have
was the idea. Do yeah.
I have the Snap on the one monitor to like play while I wait for take you and the Twist. You knew. I've given up on that completely because I'm trying to get Legend in Standard. The problem I'm having the same experience as Sheep, but a very different result. So like I'm playing Standard for the purpose of Death Knight, and I hate all of it. I don't like any Death Knight deck. The whole class, just the rune system, is so scripted to me. Like there's no like it just feels so top down with how they've gone about with like the triple runes and stuff like that. So we have the three archetypes. There's not much different we can do with any of them. And the one that I like is blood, but that takes forever and it automatically loses to the priest deck. And then we have the frost one, which I actually think is all right. Like that's probably the one that I like the most of the ones that are good. And then unholy is like even DK in wild, except without the even hero power. So it's, I don't know. It's kind of brutal.
It's nerfed even DK.
Yeah.
You have to run like tour guide and the body bagger just to have a corpse on one. It's wild. Yeah, it's on two. So
brutal. I don't love it. I want to like it because Death Knight was like my favorite from World of Warcraft and like the theme's all really cool. But on paper, the rune system is extremely cool, but there's not a lot of customization to be done there. So I'm in the 600s right now. I'm doing my best.
Awesome.
And then for, I brought a deck, to talk about for my week. And, for YouTube lately, what I've been doing is I've been trying to have a new deck every time. Not necessarily like I've never done it before, but I haven't done it like at least this week, but hopefully not this month, and try to keep like some good variety. And it usually ends up being like whatever garbage I throw together. You know, like I just get like a weird idea and I queue it up. But we're towards the end of the expansion and, I've like done everything that I've kind of interested in and running out of enthusiasm for my current card pool because we're starting to see the new cards and I want to get excited to play that stuff when the expansion comes out. So I've just been kind of like, all right, let me just play the decks that I haven't played this expansion, which is, so far this week has been combo decks. So there's like Tony Druid and Quest Mage that I don't particularly enjoy facing, but I haven't played them at all this expansion, so I figured I'd try them. And we were talking about Martian keeping his cool. it's just like it's relentless sometimes when chat doesn't like a deck. You know, like it. My viewpoint on streaming, like why I like it, is it's me and my buddies. You know, like we're here, we're playing together, and I want to feel like my chat is on my team. You know. And sometimes, you know, I get it. I don't like facing those decks either, but, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I have actually no power in how they balance things. So that's not up to me. They pay other people.
What?
To do this. I'm here to play the game as it is. So, I stream wise, I had a pretty bitter week. I was not a happy camper this week. Because of there's just an onslaught of people who like are frustrated with the state of the game and kind of like, I don't want to hear like, I'm kind of happy. Like, I love you, Martian, but I'm kind of happy you lost this one. You're like, I'm rooting for your opponent this time. You're like, once you've heard that like 20 times in the space, like,
oh, it's like, very, very original.
How about you shut up? what I always try to say is like, it's okay to root against me. It's okay to want me not to win. It's okay to hate me for playing a deck that you don't like. Just don't tell me. You know, like just keep it to yourself if you feel that way. But it doesn't always work. And you know, sometimes you know it cracks the Martian defenses. But anyway, so I was playing this, and what I was talking to Shmoopy Daddy in Discord about. You know, playing Quest Mage, and I found that the opponents playing Quest Mage, there's no consistency in what their decks look like. It's all over the place. People just kind of put some defensive tools, the quests, a Ramoth, and then whatever else they happen to find in their collection. It's a more scattered archetype, I think, than Shudderwalk, and I think that's saying something. So I figured that maybe after Shmoopy's suggestion, I figured that maybe like Highlander's got to be at least as good as the type of list that I'm seeing. And it did end up being pretty good, and it was pretty fun. I think it's a lot more fun than just the regular defense tool pile, because I just like the Highlander cards, and like Queen Ajara is a really fun card. The sweet thing to do with this deck is to get the ring from Ajara, and then you play Time Warp and ring it in the same turn. And then on your first extra turn, you play Alexstrasza And then she and her dragons all effectively have charge and on the turn after that. So
yeah.
Gnarly.
That's pretty fun.
See, I like that. And you know what? I've versed, I think I talked about this last week. I don't know what the heck it was, but almost every game I queued into last week before the show, the couple days leading up to it, was either not exactly this deck, but Quest Mage or Secret Mage, just over and over and over again. I'm like, oh, it's a mage. Which one is it? This is going to be fun. Yay. it obviously can get a little annoying, but I will never trash you for streaming it. Because,
thank you.
Hey, you're trying to get to know your enemy, right?
It's like, I don't know. People like different things, too. You know, yeah. I enjoy playing Shudderwalk Shaman. I don't always hate playing against it, but there are people who despise it. And my favorite stuff is the Highlander cards. You know, like, the generally I'm more likely to enjoy a deck if it's a Highlander deck. But there are people who think that ruined Wild is the existence of Reno and Zephyrus. You literally can't please everyone. So everyone, every deck that you like is hated by at least somebody. So it's like, I just want to play. I bought the cards. Let me play them.
It's so true. Like. We tend to sometimes be aggro noobs over here and just pick like the fast deck, right? Fast games, legend quicker. It kind of works that way. And there's a lot of people that hate that.
Yep.
Hey, everybody likes different stuff, and that's cool. I mean, I think that's part of the fun of this is that, like, well, and in Wild in particular, there's so much that's viable. Like, you can kind of play whatever you want. And no, we don't deck shame over here. It's all good.
Yeah, I think that it's in everyone's best interest that there's something for everyone, because mm-hmm. if we only catered to a select group of people, we would have less players overall. And that's, you know, the more players, the better the game does, the more they invest in it. And also, like, we just need opponents. So yeah. if we cut the opponents down to like a fourth because we're only catering to whatever archetype. Also,
control,
like, I like
control meta.
Like, I would hate the decks that I like to play if aggro didn't exist. Because like if you're in a pure greed off every single game, that, like, that's too much. You know, like, there needs to be a little bit of pressure to have like some lower curve and answers and stuff like that to keep the game as interesting as it is.
I liked how you mentioned earlier about the game. It's not designed for you to win every single time. In fact, it's mostly designed for you to win half of the time. Like, having that attitude going in, knowing that you are going to lose every second game, is like, it's a really good attitude. And when you do better than that, you need to pat yourself on the back, really, because doing any better than that means you are actually good at the game.
Yeah. I remember
the
first
time I have
to tell
myself that sometimes.
Yeah. I used to get so frustrated that I wasn't doing better or had a higher win rate, and then I realized that, like, I was looking at some stats somewhere and was like, one of the best players, you know, in the game has like was like 57% win rate or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, as long as you're winning more than you're losing, you'll get there. And I think, gosh, way back when like, I'd never hit legend before. And it's like, someone tells you that and you're like, shut up, I don't want to hear that. Like, oh, it's just a matter of, it's just math. It's just time. You'll get there. As long as you win more than you lose, you'll get there. It might take a little while, but you'll get there. Like, don't tell me that.
It's so much easier once you've done it once. Well, oh, that gosh. Little nagging voice in the back of your head that says that you probably can't do this, you know, that goes away because you've done it. That voice really works against you. So once you've done it once, it's so much easier.
Every time gets a little easier. Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. I like to approach each game like, both of us are trying to win this game. Sometimes I win. That's awesome. Sometimes my opponent wins. That's awesome for them. Like, we're both trying to win the video game.
And then one gets angry and rage adds the other.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should move into the news.
Oh, man, we got... Yeah. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the news. The news is so good.
All right. I get to toss the mic to Nate for this first part, because I feel like he is deserving of this announcement.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited. We got a
sad Blue Train in chat.
Oh, it's sorry, Blue Train.
You were telling me about that earlier, that Blue Train hates it.
How to break your ears a little bit. Well, we got a really nice email this morning, and we have been invited to the Hearthstone Creator Program. So I'm glad our application was not lost in the mail after all. It just took a little while. So very excited for that. That'll be really cool. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. It was interesting. I think they just got a ton of them, and then with Alkali like kind of leaving, that I'm sure didn't make things go any faster. And I think that they just I also like applied late, like they opened it and everyone applied, and like when they all finished applying, then I applied like a week later, and I think that they were taking them like in order, and that I'm sure didn't help with the timing of any of this. That being said, while we were in the queue, like we were still getting, like we got codes and stuff, which is really cool. They've been really cool, especially the last couple of years. This is a really nice email to get. I got a little ping on Discord, check your email. And like, oh, sweet. I was at work at the time too. I was like, it totally made my day. This is really cool. So I'm excited.
You shared it in Discord to Sheep and myself, mm-hmm. and you sent it like 9 a.m. or something, and I didn't notice, and you guys are talking about it, and I took my lunch break at like 1 o'clock or whatever, and I have 50 missed messages. What is this? And I go to look, I'm like, oh, snap!
No, this is a Hearthstone podcast.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Hearthstone!
Yeah, but that's really cool. So I'm excited. And speaking of which, actually, we have some codes to give away. And I believe we're going to give away one tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we kind of would like to reward people that, you know, that are here constantly in the now. I don't know if we've decided exactly how we're going to do it tonight, but it's to appreciate the people that are here every single time that we do this live, and we really appreciate you guys. So we will do that a little towards the end of the show. Still don't know how I'm going to do it or how we're going to do it. So, well, Martian, you come up with the idea.
when I want to give a code away live, I start a channel point reward that's like set to whatever the minimum is. Set it so that an individual can only redeem it once, keep it locked, and then when it comes time, I unlock it, tell everyone to redeem it, and then I go to where you can see everyone who's redeemed the channel point reward, and just do a random number generator based on how many people did it.
Genius. Solved.
I don't know how to do that. Sheep, do you know how to do that?
Hey Nate, wait. We used to spin the wheel. Remember the wheel that we
were doing before? I like the wheel decide, that makes it so easy. Well, that's what I would do. It was like the people that were like, you know, I think we can do them in our little, like with Nightbot or whatever, right? I think. I don't know.
I've looked into it extensively and found no better way to do it, which is why I settled on the method I use. It'd be sick if you could just like, something has it. I think it's been in somebody's channel, but you can like do a command and then entering the command enters you in it. But like,
obviously, I've looked and I haven't found it. You can tell we did not discuss this prior to the show.
We discussed it. We were like, we were excited, and then we got stuck at being excited and forgot that we had to figure out
how to give it away on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got one. Everyone in chat, guess a number between 1 and 20.
Wow.
Don't actually do that. Anyway, we'll think about it for a little bit. We can move on to some more news. So we got an update. So this is like the promotion for the Titans theory crafting and pre-release activities that you can, you know, participate in. You know, we've been getting free packs for choosing our Titans. So it is your last chance to choose a Titan. You have till the 25th, I believe. So that's 4 days from now. If you would like to pick, there's only two left, right? We're down to two. So this is the finals. So Sargeras and who's the other one?
Sargeras.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Sargeras.
No, get this. Let's derail the whole show here and lose some friends. So there was this question came up in chat last week and I forgot to bring it up, right? So the question was, how do you pronounce it? Is it Sargeras or Sargeras, right? And yes. And so I forgot to ask, right? Because it's like, is it GIF or is it JIF? And then I saw over the past week somebody pulled up a lore video like from an old Warcraft game.
It's like the original Warcraft. It has them saying it out loud.
Yeah.
It's like Sargeras or something.
I mean, what do y'all think?
I'm just going to call him Sarge.
I'm like 90% sure I've heard somebody pronounce it in game and it was Sargeras, but like World of Warcraft.
So. I've always thought it was Sargeras.
Sargeras.
You know, that's exactly kind of like what it sounds like. I want to find the video again. It's in our Discord. Anyone in chat remember which channel in Discord that was posted?
Somebody said Sargeri.
Sarge Tankian.
Salt Grass Steakhouse. Not all jokes are funny.
I can't do Rayquaza again. I don't know if you guys are Pokemon fans.
Yeah. I know Rayquaza. So like,
Rayquaza is how I would pronounce it. And then like we watched the movie Rayquaza. It's like, ugh. I can't go to Sargeras. I can't do it. Don't do this to me.
No, that's not right.
You know, I'm going to find it. I'm going to search Sargeras. There, okay, hold on. I'm gonna search Discord for it. It will be
premium
found.
Content.
Yeah, you know what? Let's move back into the news while I'm searching for that. I'm sorry, but like I need to. Yeah, Sheep, you take it away. I'm gonna.
Look. Yeah. So Sarge is one of the two Titans in the final round of Choose Your Titan. It's Sarge versus the other dude. Whose name I forgot. That's very helpful.
Is it Amenthul?
Amenthul, yes. I probably messed up, mispronounced Amenthul as well. But thank you, Marsh. So this is your last chance to vote for your favorite Titan to earn free packs. Voting is open now until July 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific. So the 25th is next Tuesday. Everyone who votes gets one free Titans pack. So you'll get a Titans pack. If the Titan that you vote for wins the whole shebang, then you get a second pack. That's double the packs.
I'll take double the packs.
That's just maths. There are also some theory crafting streams coming up. So that is beginning on Wednesday, July 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific until the following day, the 27th at 9 a.m. Pacific. You can get two more free packs. That's double the free packs from before. I don't know. So watch your favorite Twitch streamer in the theory crafting streams. Get some packs. Love to see it. Theory casting. So your favorite casters are also participating in a special theory casting stream.
Who are our favorite casters? Well, I don't know.
Our favorite casters are Soddle and Raven are one. And then Lorinda and Edelweiss are the other one.
Nice.
So these are, in fact, some of my favorite casters. This is great.
How do they know they're my favorite casters?
I remember.
They're the Thought Police.
When they did the wild streams for the Dracula expansion. Gosh, what was it called?
Castlenathria, yeah.
Yeah, Castlevania, that one. I remember them doing the thing where they were like, watch your favorite wild streamers. And I was like, cool, you're going to, like, why don't you just list them? Because, like, we're not anybody's favorite wild streamer, but we're doing it too.
Say our name.
Oh, when no one is around you. Saving. Okay. also coming up we can open our pre-purchase packs early with a private fireside gathering. So that I typically do that now that the like upgrade to gold feature is on, because before it'd be like, okay, I know that I want a specific thing in gold, and it was just like leaving dust on the table. But now that we can just like upgrade to gold, I've just been updating my opening my packs early at a fireside gathering because I'm not losing out on anything.
Nice. I still wait. The reason I wait is because I'm collection complete. So from getting the portraits and from getting any standard packs from whatever source along the way, if I save those till the new expansion comes out and I open them first, they're new set packs.
Yep.
Yeah, but
I like it.
Yeah. So you're on the Whale podcast. we all have this thing where we need to have all of the cards.
It's everybody. So, yeah. This is a whale friendly podcast.
This is a whale friendly podcast where everyone here is collection complete.
We didn't mean to. It just kind of happened, and then it was like all of a sudden they started like, I don't know. Then they started turning gold, and they started turning diamond. And,
man. What?
Yeah, right there with you.
Yeah, for me it was being able to buy wild packs again when they let you. I was like, oh, I can like go back and buy some TGT cards that I don't have. Okay. Like
it's the duplicate protection thing for me that was happening before, but when they changed that, I remember I opened Caverns Below like 5 times and dusted them each time before it got nerfed.
No. Oh no.
What a tragedy.
Yeah, that's even worse than anything I think I ever had. It's pretty rough. Like I was very sad. Like I had the Nat Piggles and the Lorewalker Chos and all that stuff, and it's like, no, give me something cool. You know what? I remember I disenchanted Blood Mage Thalno so many times because I thought it was a stupid card.
Hey, now you got a free one.
Yeah, there you go. Like a 1/1 for 2. I'm not playing this.
Oh my goodness. Right? Don't get me started on patches. 1/1 for nothing. No resources.
the things we don't know, right?
By the way, Wowpedia says that it's pronounced Sargeras. Sargeras.
I've been combing the Discord. I have no idea where that video went where somebody posted the pronunciation. It's driving me crazy.
Sargeras-al Ghul.
The S guy. We'll say that.
I'm like so sure it's Sargeras. I'm shocked that we're even having this discussion, but I've been wrong before, you know.
You know what?
If it's not, then it is now. I mean, we need to like turn that into canon because
where's Goliath the dwarf? Is he in chat? Can he confirm? Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. You've played way more WoW probably than anyone else here, I would assume.
Yeah, but they also change things on a dime, so for all I know, it's been changed 3 times since they began.
It's true. Just inconsistencies from the very beginning. All right, where are we at with the news?
Oh yeah, the show. Sorry, squirrel.
And Titans is launching on August 1st.
Hooray!
Hooray!
I feel like we already knew that part, but that was the last item on the news.
I put that there because, you know, some people they don't know. That's put it there because I forgot.
And August 1st is right around the corner.
That's coming up. That is coming up. Well, we are not going to do a 12-hour card review stream. I'm sorry to everybody who wanted that, the 3 of you who wanted that. but we ain't nobody got time for that. We do have a couple of cards to talk about that looked impactful, potentially. And wow, it's a good druid card. Who would have thought, right?
Oh my gosh. I know Martian talked about wanting to talk about this one. All I know is when I saw that druids can make things cost cheaper, it seemed broken to me. But if you want to take the lead on this one, Martian.
So it's the Lifebinder's Gift. It's choose one. I don't have it in front of me.
But choose one, get two random nature spells or reduce the cost of spells in your hand by one.
And it is itself a nature spell. So like for this thing, it does two things and I hate both of them. But the two things that I think it does is Tony Druid, which I now have experience playing with as of this week. Mm-hmm. You could play it anytime before you would go off with your auctioneer, and your entire hand would basically cost nothing at that point because you just discount, take the minus one. And if you get even like one or two extra spells costing nothing before you go in with auctioneer, it's so much easier to go off. Like it really yeah. is just kind of like, as time goes on, it's more and more, if you draw auctioneer, you win because everything costs free. So I hate that thing. I hate the idea of that. The other thing is celestial alignment. So again, it's good before and after alignment. You could play it before and get your celestial alignment out earlier, or you can play it after alignment and it's like all of your spells are affected by Anacondra. Like you just like it all costs one and then you reduce it by one, so now it costs nothing. So I think it makes both of those decks, it's a solid upgrade, so I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be great.
Maybe I can finally get more druid wins.
Yeah, this looks like busted druid doing busted druid stuff. Like, wow.
I mean, as we all know, things costing zero in Hearthstone is the way to play the game, right?
Things are supposed to cost mana.
Yeah,
not in my Hearthstone.
Welcome to Wild.
Are you supposed to be limited to 10 mana? I'm playing druid. No.
That's hilarious.
No. We can't do that.
So we also have a shaman card to talk about. It is also a nature spell. That is Flash of Lightning. So Flash of Lightning is a 2 mana, like I said, nature shaman spell that reads draw a card. Next turn, your nature spells, all of them, cost one less. Talking about card discounting, mana discounts.
Same deck, different class.
Yup.
You just play this on two, play Spirit of the Frog on three, draw your whole deck, backdraft your opponent in the face, play 1,000 giants. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
That's how you win the video game.
Yeah. Flash of Giants is the name of the deck.
I'm hoping like you know, my fears are unfounded and it ends up being like a whatever deck, but you never know.
I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
When that deck is good, it's like good though. And this sets it up way too well.
Oh yeah. Ridiculous Hat. This is his first flavor text card. And the flavor text on it is Flash.
Savior of the universe. Da-da-da-da. That's great. That's great. Oh man,
that's awesome. Well, congrats Hat on getting his first flavor text card. That's pretty sweet.
That's cool. I did not know that. I learned something new today. What? That's okay. That's good. That's good. Well, I saw I brought one card to talk about. I don't know if it's going to be busted, but I saw it and I was like, the Timmy player in me was like, oh, that sounds like you do some broken things. So there's got to be a terrible pronunciation for this. Jotun. How do you say it, Sheep? How is your like Texas pronunciation?
Jotun. My Texas pronunciation. This is Jotun.
Isn't it Jotun. Like Jotunheim?
So Jotun. Yeah. Jotun.
Okay.
Probably. Jotun.
But the Texas pronunciation.
Jotun.
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 So Demon Hunter Legendary 5 mana 4/5 battle cry for the rest of the game. Like I just stopped, like anytime I see for the rest of the game, like I automatically want the card, right? Like, all right, cool, that's cool. For the rest of the game, cast a copy of the first spell you draw each turn at enemies. What in the world? Like, okay, this is interesting. I don't know the
note
at
of note, the card that you draw never goes into your hand, so outcast is not a factor here. So the card, even though it's technically from the right side of your hand, is not outcast.
Okay.
So what if you've got a card that specifically says deal 2 damage to an enemy minion and you draw it? Is that going to, and they have got nothing on the board? Will it hit them in the face?
You know what I mean? I don't think so, because it
run that by me one more
specifies
time.
Okay. Minion. It says yes, but this card says okay. So this card says, for the rest of the game, cast a copy of the first spell you draw each turn at enemies. So my question is, if they have an empty board and you draw something that says deal X amount of damage to an enemy minion and there's nothing on the board, is nothing going to happen, or is it going to default to the only enemy, which is the face, because it doesn't say enemy minion on this card?
I think if it says minion, it's gonna fizzle out. Yeah, right?
Yeah, based on the wording, I'm wondering, like, if you hit a draw card with this, does it just fizzle because you can't actually cast it at an enemy? But surely it doesn't work that way.
I would imagine it's like Yogg, the Yogg location, right? Now.
Yeah.
You know, like the Yogg location, it's if it can hit enemies.
Yeah. That's a pretty full text box. They like to leave things off for like cleanliness reasons sometimes. Right. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's not going to make something that like can only target minions. It's not going to hit face.
I mean, it shouldn't.
Correct.
Crazier things if happened.
I think it's kind of like a build around, right? Like if I wanted to do something silly, like I could do... Like, this will make good YouTube, like, highlight reels when something silly happens with this card, right? I don't know that it's actually going to be good. Like, it doesn't seem that good. It's anytime I see a for the rest of the game effect, it's like, oh, okay.
So, you play this, you play Polkelt, you draw the 8 mana, get 8 attack thing, and then you play the one you draw, that's 16 damage.
I'm jotting this down.
It's weird because it says cast. It says cast it at enemies.
At an enemy. So yeah, so that's like, what I mean. It's very confusing. Like, will it?
It probably wants an if possible on there.
But
when they run out of text, they just leave it off.
Like, is first slice and second slice still gonna cast?
Because
you can't
so
cast it at an enemy.
It's probably cards. It's got to be cards that do damage, right? Like.
Think about it, like if you're holding Arcane Intellect and you put it right over an enemy, then you still draw the cards, but you technically held it over the enemy. Like, the card will still do the thing. It's just if you can hold it over the enemy and it does something.
I guess Martian's right with the if it could say if possible.
Yeah.
There's just not enough room.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Did you see that other card? It was the neutral one where, like, they just could not fit enough text to describe what the card does. It, like, when it attacks something, it puts the minion into your hand, and then it's death rattle as if any of you have, if you have any of those left over in your hand, your opponent gets them back. But like the way that it does too many things that they couldn't fit it all into the text box. So like, it doesn't read as anything. Who knows what it does until you, until they've talked to you about it.
Wait,
you
know? Is it one that's coming with the new set?
Yeah, it's like an 8 mana legendary. It's I forget what it's called, but he's like standing there on a bridge, ready to eat the people crossing it or something.
I'm pulling it up right now.
It is Kologarn. Rush. Whenever this attacks a minion, put it in your hand. Death rattle. Move any in your hand to your opponents.
What?
Yeah, because based on that, like, it could be any minions in your hand. Does your opponent get all the minions? Do they get all the minions that he took? it's such a clunky wording, you know? Like, it's trying to be a magic card, which I don't hate. I just think it's funny. Like, reading that, it's like, what? try that one more time.
Yeah, that's a lot of text for opponents. Gonna be like playing Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or
yeah, it's like, they really, they try to keep it like short and snappy, so like when they don't want to like have the text get smaller so they can have like a giant paragraph, they'd rather like post something a little bit confusing and let you play it once to get the hang of it.
Rush, whenever this attacks a minion, put it in your hand. So we put the minion in your hand, or you put Kologarn in your hand?
Does the minion
is it a copy
die
of the other minion?
Does the minion die and you and this thing takes damage, or does the other thing just appear in your hand and this thing doesn't take damage?
Only time will tell.
Who's on first?
Deathrattle, move any in your hand to your opponents. Yeah, they ran out of room on this one for sure. Weird. I mean, it's probably cool, but if we could figure out how it works. That's why it's so hard when we just get the like the card dump without seeing it in like a gameplay video. So like who knows?
Yeah, this is the jarbliest card yet, in my opinion. I don't think there's ever been a sillier one than this.
Yeah, that's
top 10 jarbliest cards.
Oh, there's a video for you.
It's a video waiting to happen.
That's evergreen content right there.
Colo darn, that's a good idea.
All right, this card looks good, Sheep, that you sent over. Like, this actually looks legit.
Yeah, so Shaman, they really like to overload things, right? I've been playing a twist deck that sure does like to overload as many things as possible and then, like, overflow the opponent's face. Well, we're not going to be doing quite that, but Thorim Stormlord is a 3-mana 3/4 legendary battlecry. Unlock your overloaded mana crystals and draw that many cards.
Drawing cards is good, and Shaman doesn't have a ton of like draw cards.
Farsight. Woo.
You just put this in the frog deck and it's frog number 3.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So stupid. And instead of overloading you, it releases your overloaded crystals so that you can just like play more of the cards that you just drew either this turn or next. Like, it's just so versatile. Shaman likes to overload. This says, let's turn that from a liability into an advantage. Like, I feel like it's just going to be good in so many things, not even Shaman, but like,
yeah, I think that like the other card is probably going to be more of the frog disaster if we end up with a frog disaster. But like, I don't know, this looks pretty strong. Remember when we had the 2-mana 3/2 that all it did was refresh your mana crystals or unlock your mana crystals? 2-mana 3/2 refresh your mana crystals would be disgusting.
yes it would be.
Remember whenever we cut Aluneth because Sage came out? Like, Thorim is that like just draw engine.
Drawing cards is good.
I was annoyed because I had crafted, I mean, like on my free to play accounts, because Marsh and I also play on Asia and EU. And when something becomes unplayable that you spent 1600 dust on a free to play account, it bums me out, right? So, like, I thought Aluneth was just like a for sure thing. Oh, I also thought that about Sorcerer's Apprentice, and I thought about that about Mana Worm too. Those didn't cost as much, but when Mana Worm got nerfed, that bummed me out on my free to play accounts. But Aluneth was worse, and it was another legendary that it had to be replaced with, so it was like extra bummer.
A legendary and 2 epics at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
the Rigged Fair Games came out the same set.
So sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sad.
All right, what is... I see one more that I just wanted to ask because I don't know what it does. It's Algernon the Observer, 4-mana 4/4 battlecry. Replace your hero power with Argalon's Vision. What is Argalon's Vision?
He envisions you wasting a mana on your hero power every turn. So it's...
it sounds Hearthstone. It's true. Yep.
It's 1 mana for looking at the top card of your opponent's deck, and then you can put that on the bottom if you like.
Hmm. So you're scrying for your opponent, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But so like people have been like debating how good this is, but and comparing it to some stuff like Jace the Mind Sculptor in MTG. Thing is, Hearthstone, all your cards are cards. You don't have lands in your deck. So like, you can't keep your opponent drawing lands over and over again the same way that you could in MTG.
Yeah.
You're going to get a card.
But if they pull Kelted and you knew what was coming, you could play this and shuffle it to the bottom, I guess.
Right? The only thing...
Also, known for Atu.
I mean...
You could... Yeah, good point.
Right, that's funny. You could do this and then...
You could do this and that. You could do it all. Just like, really, let's play make your opponent mad. decks.
My bold prediction is that this is hot garbage, but you know, I've been wrong.
No, it probably is, because like you said, I mean, we've seen people try to play mill decks in the past as well. And like, the only time I can see this being good is if, you know, you look at the top card and it's Reno Jackson or it's Zephyrus and you're like, yeah, no, I'll give you the, you know, the card, the bad card instead. But like, there's no bad cards anymore. So I don't like, this seems kind of like a waste of.
If it was on like a hero card with a good battle cry, I think it would be different. Like, but you have to spend 4 mana to make a 4/4 and then you get this. Ugh. I mean, it's better than a totem.
It's cool, but
you get Brucon. So like, yeah, like what hero power do you even want to replace?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it seems interesting. It seems cool, but it doesn't seem that good.
Oh, it's so cool. I'm going to play it in a ton of stuff.
Well, and we also, of course, are playing wild, right? Like, if this ever becomes a force in the meta, then we can just play dredge things and
return of
problem solved.
Grizzled Wizard Finley combo.
The only thing I can see is like if they shuffle their deck, you know, say they use Pull Kilt to sort it and you do this, like it's going to shuffle their deck, right? And like ruin that.
It just puts it on the bottom, right? I don't think it'll shuffle.
Oh, I thought anytime.
It, like, okay. Reverse dredges.
Okay. So it's not going to interfere with the shuffle. Interesting. Okay.
So Anduin is now on the bottom of their deck instead of, but then they're still drawing Raza next, but they don't have Anduin. So
I don't know.
I could see like a mid-range, like mid-range doesn't exist in Wild Hearthstone, but in the fantasy world, like where it did, you know, like that type of, if this had slightly better stats, maybe, I could see playing it in a deck, kind of like Even Warlock, but maybe not Even Warlock specifically, but like that, where you're trying to prevent your opponent from getting Reno specifically, and just like every turn you check to make sure they didn't get Psychic Scream or Reno Jackson.
You put it in an aggro deck.
Yeah, so like that's where I could see it. But like, no, not a full aggro deck though. Like not like Pirate Rogue or something like that, but like real, like a mid-range type of thing, I could see it. But
yeah.
That doesn't really exist. The stats are bad on the cards.
I wonder if you put it in a deck like Shudderwalk Shaman, where you don't want to be using your hero power, right? Like, Brucon's way better for sure. So, yeah, all right. You're right.
That could be annoying for fun, though, in Shudderwalk Shaman.
But it's not.
Oh, it's going to be for fun in any class. I'll just put it in everything, see what happens.
Sure. Yeah.
Definitely a tier fun card.
There you go. Yeah. It's one of those cool, like, celestial beings. Like, I love the cool, like, constellation-y cards.
I remember the fight. He was, like, kind of in Ulduar. I'm pretty sure it's this guy. But he was there to, like, his job was to make sure that Azeroth didn't get too corrupted or something. So his job was to pull the plug if he needed to. So, like, the countdown started, and you have to beat him before he pulls the plug on Azeroth.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's pretty sweet. I wish I played, like, I did play WoW, but not to the extent that most people have played WoW. Like, in the beginning, I played up until the original Classic and then Burning Crusade, and that was it. So
you just missed out on the only good expansion. Unlucky.
The Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't play it. Yeah. I only played the first two iterations of WoW, and then I played Classic when it came back out again. So there is years of stuff that I have no idea about until our buddy Goliath the Dwarf comes on and tells us all about the lore behind the cards.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. My wife, though, Mrs. Hydra, she plays a lot of WoW now, which is pretty cool. Mostly because she thought Murlocs were cute.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reason.
Right?
You can go to Azeroth and kill them.
which class is it or zone you start when you start off and you're, you just like slaughter Murlocs right at the beginning? They're the ones you have to kill. It's very sad.
Oh, I haven't done a new character in a long time. I think there's one where you're up on the beach.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the
that's
one.
All characters.
It's your starting zone. Oh, is that all characters? Yeah.
There's one that like all characters can do now as of like this expansion.
Yeah, I did that. It was fun just because you have to go play with all the Murlocs. My yes, wife is
play with she, them.
Yes, play with the Murlocs.
Play with them. Yeah. Play rough.
Yeah, she's made her fair share of like crocheted Murlocs for me.
Oh yeah, they're good too.
They're adorable. And,
my wife also likes World of Warcraft. Actually, she likes to start new characters. So like she'll play until level like 20 or 30 and then it's over. It's time for a new one. And there's something to be said for that. It's so much more fun when you're leveling up a lot than it is when like civilizations rise and fall between your next level.
Like doing these huge quests just for a chance at one slightly better bit of gear.
Martian, you probably haven't seen this, but I was talking about crocheting stuff. My wife made the Hearthstone innkeeper.
That's perfect.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Welcome to the inn. yeah, just she was very inspired one day and she just like I guess was more bored than anything, maybe. I don't know, but she put it together and it was so good.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well, does anybody have any other cards we would like to talk about before we wrap this thing up and then maybe give away some stuff?
No, not for me.
Actually, I do have one small thing to say. I did mention our buddy Rod Johnson earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I am proud to announce that Mr. Rod Johnson actually played Hearthstone this month and hit Legend.
Wow. It's been a good while. Job, that's Rod. Cool.
Yeah, buddy.
Which is really funny. He was telling me yesterday, and he had swore he would never play the game again.
So. Just when they thought you were, what was it? Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah, so I was like, ha. But he said it was standard, so you can't catch him playing wild.
That only half counts then.
I did warn him that the secret mages are floating around. So
is that his least favorite?
That's why he quit. He quit Hearthstone because of secret mage.
I don't blame him.
I warned him that they are a thing again, so maybe he wants to avoid wild if he wants to keep playing Hearthstone.
How funny. Well, hey, Rod. I mean, long time no see, dude. I hope you're doing well, and congrats on Legend.
Yeah. Oh, also, obviously, he didn't have any bonus stars, which is hilarious.
Oh, gosh. I can't imagine, like, if going from, like, 10 or 11 stars to like, none, it'd just take forever, right?
Oh, but geez. The games are so much nicer.
That's true. That's true.
They are.
W's everywhere.
Yeah. That was our classic run. It was like that. It was like, oh, yeah. This is fun. Like... Oh, geez. Well, I think we got the thing fixed so we can give away a card or give away a bundle.
Sweet.
If we want to do that thing. I guess maybe I should pull up like a picture of the bundle to put on the screen. But
a giveaway has started. Standard bundle courtesy of Papa Blizzard. PogChamp. Say exclamation mark ticket one. You don't have to do the one to buy one tickets. Stream elements.
That's a good that's a good text there. That's pretty funny.
All right.
Costs 0 points. 0 whole points.
So for the audio listeners, we are giving away one standard bundle in our chat right now. We are going to be coming up with a couple more ways to give away the other two bundles that we do have. So stay tuned to the Twitter or our Discord, and we will be sharing how we're going to give away those other two bundles.
Yeah.
Those two things are very big hints on where you might see those remaining two things.
So the bundle contains it's 60 packs and two legendaries and a card back. This was given to us by Blizzard to give away to all you. So
thank you, Blizzard.
Yeah. Thank you, friends.
Thank you for being... Oh, sorry.
I understood that reference.
Nice.
All right, how much longer do we want to give them?
Let's do it at the end of the advice, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess push the button.
And now, unrelated advice. with Nate Wolf.
Soundbite will live on forever.
We love you, Craig.
Yeah, we love you, Craig. So I would like to know if you had to DIY it. You all heard my story about the pressure washer. So I'm gonna ask. It said unrelated advice with Nate Wolf, but I'm gonna ask Martian Boo. What would you have done if you had to kill or remove that massive wasp's nest that I had to face there? But you lived in the middle of nowhere, right? Like, you can't just call an exterminator. You had to come up with an idea. And yes, I know I'm putting you on the spot. That's the idea of this segment, so I apologize.
The pressure wash is a pretty good idea, I gotta say. So, like, if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I can't even go get anything. Because
there's a gas station and maybe, like, I was going to say Canadian Tire, but you guys don't know what that is. there's a hardware store.
A hardware store would probably have the spray.
Raid or whatever.
Yeah, they make those that you can, like, kill wasps with. But if I, like, had to, like, if I was in a pinch and I had to do it myself, I'd get something heavy and big and run, right? Like,
just a baseball bat and just whoop. into the neighbor's yard.
Biting disaster. I want them to be crushed underneath whatever I drop on them. Just hitting it with a bat. It's like, I wonder how many stings I could get in 30 seconds.
and since you're dropping it, it's like slightly projectile. So you're like, you have a little bit of time to get out.
Push off the rock or whatever you're putting on.
All right. The heaviest thing you can find and just Hulk drop.
No. Yeah, I guess,
man. Like,
I mean, you could probably, like, drive up with your car or something, and, like, you know, like,
I consider
throw something out of it and then rolling up the windows right quick.
I considered trying to somehow, like, lasso it, like, and tie it to the hitch of my truck and, like, driving away and, like, see if I could pull the bush it was attached to, like, somehow put a hook on the bush and pull the whole thing out.
I wonder if you could get, like, a weighted blanket or something and just.
Flamethrower.
Probably get under it. I don't know.
Ooh.
How long do you have to leave your weighted blanket on before they all suffocate?
You could soak the weighted blanket in, like, some sort of carcinogen.
You could also move.
Move? All okay. Right, a single wasp nest. We're out.
Wasp one.
They moved in. Yeah, I'm gone.
No, you know what? Like, okay. I was thinking about it, and, like, okay, like, the joke answer is flamethrower, but like, I think what you do.
Did you see
is,
where it was? It's just like, yeah, man, right on the corner of my house.
Yeah, you don't need to live there anymore. You just burn the house down.
So arson is another idea
in drought season.
Yeah, you won't need that house when you're in jail. Okay. I think what you do is you get one of those big Tupperwares, like the big ones, right? That you put, like, your like Christmas decorations in, or like your storage ones, right?
Rain barrels. Will a rain barrel work?
Anyone. So, like, if you take one of those big giant Tupperwares, right, and you put it under, and then you take the lid and you, like, you know, you get it in and then you close it. So it's like, they're going to be mad, but they're going to be stuck in there. Right. And then if you open it, then you're going to die. You have to be careful.
Those wasps would be out for revenge.
When I was a kid, this is a story I mildly regret, by the way. I feel like a little bit of a meanie, but I was a kid, so that's my excuse.
You get a free pass.
What we used to do is there was this telephone line that had a bunch of carpenter bees in it. They're these, like, big black bees. I don't know if you've ever seen a carpenter bee, but what we do is we get these jars, and we go over to the telephone pole, and we put the jar over the hole. And we'd start whacking the side of the telephone thing, and then they'd come out of the telephone into the jar, and then we just have a jar of bees. we would always, like, throw them far away. Like, we'd carry them around because, like, we got some bees. That's nice. we wouldn't throw them at anyone or anything. I feel bad about the bees. You know, like, I just went and disturbed them and hurt them for no reason. But, like, we just, like, throw the jars somewhere far away from us so that they could, whatever. We eventually stopped because... the denizens of the house that was right by that phone line came out one time while we were doing it. It's like, why do you guys do that? It always messes with our television. Like, I guess they had, like,
oh man, that's great.
Wiser words have never been spoken, and you've heard that on
Born to Be Wild.
Nice. All right. Let's wow. Let's call the winner though.
Oh, I didn't mean. I forgot.
Nah, man, it's cool.
Hey, the show's not over.
And zombies go numb. You have won the standard bundle, courtesy of Papa Blizzard.
Thanks, woo, Papa Blizzard.
Ah, oh, zombies are gonna bring you back into the game.
Zombies!
Just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in.
Oh.
Nate, you should edit it so you pull like that part, like, in before I say wise words are never spoken.
No, it's cool. You just do it again, right?
That's so funny.
That's right. It's so funny. And you heard that on
Born to Be Wild.
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 It